Because of advances in medicine and healthcare, many septuagenarians are as healthy as quinquagenarians were in the past. If they want or expect to go on working, society should make it possible for them to do so. It is fair and reasonable to abolish age limits and leave it to employers to decide whether to hire people on the basis of their health. As society is aging and the workforce shrinking, the government has already begun to consider raising civil servants' retirement age. It should also look at the possibility of changing or abolishing age limits of other kinds of employees and making it a rule that whether one is fit to continue to work depends on one's health. This is a problem that has arisen from the fake ID card case. The government ought to deal with it. Thanks for listening to this Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by William Cheng, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly U.